Welcome to the Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this July the 2nd on the West Coast, now July the 3rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. It is so nice to have everyone with you, and it has been a pleasure and an honor for me to get so many emails from people who listened to last night's show, which was sort of a discourse, one-sided on my part, about the nature of life here on planet Earth and the metaphysical implications. And I plan on doing another show like that later on this month, probably on the 20th. There's so much to cover, and I sort of just let the spirit lead me where it would. And got a lot of nice feedback from people, so people are waking up, and people are appreciative of the message, and I certainly am appreciative of your comments. So thank you to all of you who took the time. I'm hearing more and more from people in the U.S. military, active and former Marines, people in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and I appreciate the fact that people are waking up and what you're doing. We're going to talk about some of those things with tonight's guest in a moment, and we'll get into some names and some of the messages that that we've received. I want to address a couple of issues. A lot of people have been asking what the deal is with the United Galactic Federation. Are we going to be hearing from anyone, particularly General Jeremiah, in the future? And I trust that, as he stated in the first interview, which was very impromptu, it wasn't planned, that he would come back with another message. And I sort of covered many of the questions that are asked in these emails regarding what does the Galactic Federation intend to do about our problems. And I think that was sort of explained in that interview. If you're not sure about it, please go back and listen to it. You'll hear more every time you listen to it. There was a lot of information, and although it was very fundamental, very basic, it speaks volumes about a reality that we're all going to have to confront eventually. The reality I spoke of last night is about us taking responsibility for our own mess. And I'm reminded of the story of Stanley Ann Dunham not wanting to change Barack Obama's diaper as an infant. And that was probably because she wasn't the mother. Okay, she didn't want to deal with someone else's mess. If it was her child, she would have done it gladly. She would have seen that opportunity as a blessing. But that's not the case. And everything that else that goes on with this character is significant of the diaper change. we can always revert back to that story and wonder why we're in the mess we're in. Pun intended. Now, I have a shout-out for our friends in the United Galactic Federation, and I've been given some new names. These are some new crew members. There are people, folks, helping us, and you must know that, all right? Kentakia, Scarlita, Kentaya, Kelta, Kayvon, Sesquena, Siran, Katra, and then there's Karen, Bob, and Bill. We have Sheila, David, Zachariah, Crenshaw, Sylvia, and my good friend Jill, and as well as General Jeremiah. We want to wish all of you folks from Project Alliance a very safe evening, a very safe journey in your work, and God's blessings be upon you. I appreciate the fact that you listen to this show and that you are broadcasting this show literally throughout the galaxy. And that is not an exaggeration to my listening audience. Tonight's guest is a patriot. He is a former U.S. Marine, and he served from 1967 through 1977. He is a talk show host. He is a researcher. He is a networker. He's bringing people across the planet together to share his message of changing, and not the kind of change we were offered in the last election, but changing to God's ways and bringing peace and prosperity to this earth. And to accomplish that, we have to go to battle. And he's a spiritual warrior. He is my good friend, thanks to our mutual friend, Marianne Ponder. I should say the late Marianne Ponder, who is a dear friend of both of us and some other talk show hosts. And his name is Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I got news for you. She's not late. She, as long as she lives in our heart, she'll never die.
Well, that's true. Amen. Drew, there's a heck of a lot going on. I had the opportunity to talk with you and Colorado Al tonight, this evening on your show. And I was just one of those people out there calling to chime in with the message and add in my two cents. But you kept me on for a good 40 minutes, I think.
I didn't keep you on. We just had so much nice information to talk about and discuss, and I had a large number of military IME after the show giving me kudos. And in our progression, we don't have we have a star system where you have a new show that nobody's ever been on, that the person's never been on, and it's just a fantastic show. You have four clapping hands come at you, and then for somebody that's been there, you know, at least once before, the most you can get is a high rating is three clapping hands, and I got tons of guys sending me three clapping hands. They just enjoyed the show totally.
Yeah, I lost your audio there for a second, Drew. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what's going on out there. I apologize. I'm looking at my computer to make sure I'm up and running and not running something that I should be running. No?
Okay.
I have a guy saying running. I don't know why I dropped out.
Okay. Well, you're back, so.
Anyway, we had a great show, and a lot of people enjoyed the information that you had to say, and I didn't keep you online. You just had some information that chimed in with what Colorado Al has to say, and he's my normal co-host on Thursday afternoons after I do a show with Mr. Bob Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to extend some compliments his way because his information and his outlook and his perception of what's going on is right on point. I don't know how you came to meet him, if he was just somebody that called in or...
Bob Chapman? No, I called him. I called him on a radio show.
No, I mean Colorado Al. Everybody knows Bob Chapman.
I got to meet Colorado Al 2004. Colorado Al called me. I was a regular caller, bringing in my two cents and bringing in the military guys, from the Marine Corps and the Air Force and the Army and Navy, to a talk show known as, Frankly Speaking Radio,
mm-hmm.
that was being broadcast on Republic Broadcasting out of, Round Rock, Texas.
That's Frank Whalen's show, right?
Right. And, yeah. I was bringing that show, I was calling into that show quite repetitively, bringing in insights little tidbits. And Colorado Owl and I got together because I ended up doing a show. As a matter of fact, the way it worked out is Frank Whalen asked me to sit in for him. Nobody, he'd only asked one other person to do his show for him, and that was when he was on a local broadcast station, and this was just a repetitive of that, but this was long before he was on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And since he had gotten, his show had been picked up by Republic Broadcasting for national broadcasting over the internet, he had never had anybody sit in his show, and he called me and asked me if I would. And that was a great honor. And by doing so, Colorado Al and I got together on a call, and during the commercial break, we got to talk off air, and he gave me his phone number off air, and we became, pretty close friends, just talking back and forth. And Colorado Al helped me out many times financially, during that time to help me get going with my, Matrix Energy System project that, on a patent that I have, saving, electricity for businesses. Cutting expenses and putting more money in the hands of the business owner instead of paying it out to electrical supply houses,
mm-hmm.
Electrical suppliers, I should say, not houses. Okay, I appreciate it. Larissa came in and she said that you're 5x5 out there with a little input of music every once in a while.
Okay. All right.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Larissa is the wife of a former United States Marine in Sochi, Russia. My girlfriend lives up the road there in Simferopol, Russia, and works in a hospital in Sochi, Russia. So that's how we met. Anyway, that's another story for another day. Anyway, Colorado Al, he gave me the phone number, and we became pretty close friends because of all of that. And he helped me out, and I proceeded to help him out. And then we mutually got shafted by a gentleman out of Utah by the name of Paul Pantone, who came on one of Frank Whalen's shows, and took a bunch of people to the cleaners for about $250. And you know me. I do my due diligence. I did the background investigation when I got these so-called plans that you can convert a 350 Chevy engine to run on water.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them to me, and all it is a conversion of water to a form of steam, but HHO form, and could not make it work, and I didn't have a parts list. If you don't have a basic parts list, how do you build something?
Yeah.
And so I was out $280, and it pissed him off really bad, and I had done my investigation and found out this guy had milked three women out of Canada for over $30,000 each.
Huh.
And a man out of New York for $100,000, and he was under investigation. And the way he got out of going to jail was he basically pretended to be crazy by sitting in his living room and putting feces all over himself.
Oh my goodness!
Acting crazy for a couple of months, and they put him in a mental institution for about 6 months, and he just got recently released from the Utah jail for other fraudulent activity, and he's back on the market, and this time around, he's gotten a little more sophisticated, and he's been doing this off and on. He comes and goes ever since 1992 with this guy that he can put, make a motor run on water, and he just needs some money to make it all work. Well, during one of those Frank Whalen shows, I had contact with the man himself, Mr. Hugo Chavez. And everybody knows who Hugo Chavez is. And we were actually made an offer to him that if he could put one unit together and make it run for nonstop for 30 days, we would have an investment of $10 million. Of course, he couldn't make anything. He could produce anything.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story I read in a magazine years ago. There was this guy that was advertising in the back of these magazines, science magazines and what have you, that he had what was called the universal dryer. And he would send you the whole kit and the plans for $10. And if you were to act immediately, he would also send you a free bottle of the universal solvent. What he did is he sent people two lengths of 10-foot rope and some clothespins and a bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, he got away with this for quite a long time. I don't know how much money he made, but the guy was running this, I think, out of Louisville, Kentucky. And it just shows you, the ingenuity that some people have to scam other people. Of course, what you're talking about with these engines is producing Brown's gas. In fact, Jim Murray, who's on my show every Friday, actually worked with Dr. Brown on that for a number of years. So if you ever want to find out how to produce one of those devices that works, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Or we'll have Jim tell you. Well, moving on to another topic here. You had Bob Chapman on your show today, and of course he was talking about this planned takedown of America, the destruction of America from within, and we're talking about massive corruption, financial corruption, a bogus derivatives hedge fund market that is being replenished with American taxpayer dollars. And more information is coming out about this as we speak. I came across an article that I'm a bit hesitant to read because of some of the language in it from Tom Hennigan. But a lot of what he's saying rings true. A lot of it, I know for a fact, is true. And there may be a bit of stuff that's a bit off base. But even the people that are out of circulation in terms of whether they're actively involved in the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury or the central banks are working behind the scenes as if they're in charge of everything. One such person is Alan Greenspan. His name comes up every time there's an investigation. And it's the same banks, the Bank of America in San Francisco is alleged to be broke. You came out with some recent news that I'd like you to share with the listening audience as to what is happening to the California, what's called the PERS fund, the Public Employees Retirement System, and what's going on with the school system. Would you share that with the listening audience?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Excuse me. Everybody needs to understand, California and North Carolina, the two home bases on American soil where 90% of the United States Marine Corps is stationed. And a number of Marines that I was with in Vietnam, their daughters and their sons are now, they're in their 40s. Most of them are in their, at least their 30s. There are a few that out there that have children in their 20s. And some, like me, don't have any children and no wife. Never have. But we have friends that their children are now school teachers. And a couple of the girls that are daughters of former Marines that gave their life in Vietnam are long-time friends for, 40 years. I've watched them grow up from childhood. And they're in their early 40s and late 30s, and they're school teachers in California. Having worked for the California teacher or school board system for over 25 years, and on July the 1st, when they normally get their summer paycheck, they got their paycheck envelope came in. Matter of fact, one of them got the envelope in, and she was so thankful it was in that she just put it on the dining room table and didn't think anything else about it until Sophia called her and said, "You got your monthly check?" And she said, "Yeah, I got it. It came in. Have you got yours yet?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm down at the post office right now, and I thought I'd call, but I need to call you back when I get home." Make a long story short, the two girls got together, then Sophia called me on the phone just crying her eyes out because the envelope contained a check from the state of California with a notice on written pay to the order of. And the pay to the order of was her name. And over in the money amount, it said, "I owe you."
There wasn't even a reference to how much money the IOU
was. Oh, yeah, the reference to the money was there.
Uh-huh.
But the box said, "I owe you," and then her amount.
I owe you. Now, that I don't think a person has to have an IQ of 50 to figure out that that's probably illegal. In fact, that's worse than writing.
There was no signature on the check. It was just a notice along with an envelope. I mean, a notice that that your money will be forthwith coming. I don't recall the exact words, but it says at the present time we are, as a state employee, the state of California is having financial difficulties. However, we should have this rectified within the coming weeks. And at the present time, we do not have enough money to pay you and pay the police officers and other essential elements of government. Therefore, we are holding off full payment to the school, the teachers, until further notice. We hope to have this rectified within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for your understanding.
For your understanding. Now, let me interject some information into this, and we'll come right back to it. This is from Tom Hennigan's article, speaking about exactly this type of thing. It can now be reported that the Federal Reserve is in an emergency session as it seeks to recollateralize bogus derivatives tied to what used to be the California State Pension Fund, a.k.a. CalPERS. The derivatives, which helped loot the California State Pension Fund, are tied to the noted banking giants, the criminally culpable American International Group, AIG, as well as Robert Rubin's Citibank, headquartered in New York City. From a previous intelligence briefing on January 17, 2009, entitled Madoff and Department of Homeland Security Tied to Theft of U.S. Pension Funds. PPS, at this hour, the state of California has gone bankrupt and its entire CalPERS pension fund, headquartered at the Bank of America in San Francisco, is broke. What makes this outrageous is that the AIG and Citibank derivatives are currently a subject of a Department of Justice and SEC criminal investigation with a paper trail linking former Federal Reserve Bank of New York CEO Stephen Friedman, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, along with the Federal Reserve itself, to none other than Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Now,
mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar, folks? And Drew, does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it's all fraud.
It's amazing. Now these ladies may or may not have difficulty making their mortgage payments. Am I correct in assuming?
Yes, one of the girls, Sophia called me and she wanted to know what to do. And I told her, I said, "Here, sweetheart, this is what you do." I mean, she only owes 3 more years on the house. Okay, she's gone through a rough marriage that ended in a divorce a number of years ago. She's got a couple of children that are herself now that are in their early teens. She was quite worried, and we rectified the problem, okay, because she has more than enough money in equity in her house. And the fact that she knew me as a real estate broker, we were able to work things out, but it was really hairy all day yesterday, and we worked everything out today. But in the sense that she got what was referred to as an emergency subsistence mortgage, second mortgage on her house. That didn't, that, basically has enabled her to borrow, equity out of her house to make her house payment. And then it doesn't, and she doesn't have to do a reform finance or anything else. It's just, placing the mortgage on hold, and it does cost her, but it doesn't cost, because she's already into paying the full principal. The only interest that she owes, or extra interest that she owes, is on the, off of the principal, which has worked out to be, pretty negligible at this stage in the game, because she only owes three more years. So, what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that, her monthly payments have been backward, where she can, move backward with the only having to pay the interest payment. So instead of having to cough up $890 a month in, principal and interest, taxes and insurance, she only had to come up, with the taxes and the insurance and the interest of the original loans, which worked out to be less than $150. And she had plenty of money in her savings, and she's able to do that, for several months without it hurting her.
Well, you know,
since her mortgage being paid off properly, for every month she's late, her mortgage is going to be extended 2 months.
Well, yeah, that's to continue the scam that they've perpetrated on the whole of the country for years. Carl Pearson, the attorney who's been on my show, has a very interesting solution for folks, especially when they're foreclosed upon. He suggests that people stop making their payments and just add that money that they would be spending on the mortgage. We're speaking about foreclosures here. Okay, now there's criminal activity that led her into this situation, you see, and she's being required to pay interest on money that is due her, that's been stolen from her. You know, this is the farce of what's going on, and the reason I'm bringing this up, Carl says you could take the equity that you have in the home, plus all the money that you save, and carry it out. You could live in that house scot-free for 2 years. And turn around and take all that money you saved and all your equity and go out and buy a brand new piece of property. Now, maybe she doesn't want to do that, but you've got to look at this issue of being penalized for someone else's fault. Criminal fault. You know? Oh, man. That gets my goat. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been listening to the whole thing. When I started learning how bad the banking system is fraudulently charging people in purchasing homes, I really got sick to my stomach, and I walked away from the fraudulent commission or commissioners of real estate of each state, and went back and grabbed the common laws of what this nation really was founded on. And actually got together and, I walked away from a very lucrative career, in electronic industry and the, real estate industry, especially on the real estate industry, and I work as a common law real estate broker, pursuant to the Uniform Commercial Code and the canon law of, common law. I can't, there's a lot of things I can't do. I can't put a sign in my front yard and say that I'm a real estate broker. I can put a sign up and say, financial consultant.
Yes.
Okay? And yes. That's basically what it is. And I've sold a number of houses, and when I believed in this fraudulent system, I actually, was paid as much as, 7 and 8% on the sale of property, and got as much as 10% on small valued commercial properties in the sale of, when somebody sold their business.
Mm-hmm.
I would get 10% to commission of what their business was worth, i.e. $10,000 for a $100,000 sale. It was nice, to sell a piece of property or to sell a business or, to help, sell a repossessed piece of property that the government owned through HUD and VA, which I thought was, you know, that the people that lost these homes were, you know, they lost their homes, they were the bad guys. But when I started looking at the system, I feel like these people basically will be taken care of, taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And those $8,000 checks that I was from the VA and from the Department of HUD for the sale of $150,000 repossessed properties were basically evil money. So I walked when I walked away from the system, I haven't sold but two pieces of property in 10 years because I do it on a word of mouth. And then I've also received five or six checks for $1,000 as a referral broker, where somebody has called me and says, I'm looking for a piece of property up here in Saskatchewan or in Huntington Beach, California, or Garden Grove, Florida, or Ball City, Louisiana, and I would refer these people to a real estate broker because they were so far away I couldn't help them personally, and mm-hmm. I didn't know anybody.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Well, let's go back. I want to jump back, if I may, into this Tom Hennigan article.
Yeah.
Now I'm skipping over parts of this, okay? He fingers the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate as being behind a lot of the theft and the obfuscation of the funds. And they're using, according to Hennigan, Mitt Romney is one of the bagmen for them in helping launder some of these funds. Ava Tulakey. Now, when I was investigating Wantagate, and there was a particular aspect that of that whole unfolding story that occurred on November 1st of 2001, less than 2 months after 9/11, there was a secret meeting in the Philippines where they met with one of bin Laden's so-called lieutenants who was in a wheelchair, a guy by the name of Datu Benabu. And this was similar to the 1986 meeting that Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman, had in the Hilton Hotel in Sherman Oaks, California, with Ted Gunderson, Ralph Ulberg, Michael Reconosciuto, and possibly a few other people. But Tim Osman, the CIA name of bin Laden, was how Ted Gunderson was introduced to him. He was clean-shaven at the time, dressed in Western clothing, and was given cash and Stinger missiles, computer software, the notorious Promise software that there is one of 88 programs used worldwide to launder money. And this Ava Tulakey was there. Now, Ava Tulakey is suspected as being one of the participants in the London bombings, and she's a counterfeiter. Of course, this is what Hennigan is alleging. She's been bouncing checks like crazy, and she helped the CIA basically loot Marvelous Investments Corporation, which was controlled formerly by Ambassador Leo Wanta. Now, this is the seed capital that started all of these derivative and hedge fund accounts and scams. And of course, every member of the Federal Reserve, let's say director, or what do they call them, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, And the major central banks has been playing a role in this. Robert Rubin, who's been basically a stooge for the Clintons, was involved in the illegal seizure of $14 trillion that was put into these banks intended to revive our economy. They're stealing all of this money over and over again, putting it in offshore accounts. The Cayman Islands story keeps coming up. And now, I think I was the first one actually to bring out, this issue of the Katrina Fund, what they're calling USAfreedom.org, which is the so-called relief funds for, the victims of Hurricane Katrina. And I smelled a rat from the get-go when I saw Bush and Clinton sitting on a, on a TV set in front of a fireplace telling people how they're going to help these people. And all of that money got laundered through Henry Kissinger through the CFR, okay? This is just another aspect of the same money laundering that's going on. And they've been raiding private companies and at bargain basement prices, setting up stings on the owners of those companies, raiding the pension funds, raiding public funds. This goes on and on and on, and they're getting away with it. Now, it's gotten even worse with Obama. It's not any better. And I wish the dumbed-down American public would start paying attention to what's going on. Hennigan even released some information on January 11th talking about $500 billion that was laundered through the president of Mexico, Carlos Salinas, and then returned back, supposedly cleaned up. This money's put in offshore accounts and then returned back, and it's unending. When do you think this is going to stop?
I don't. I think everything's going to come to a head end right now. Shows like yours and others around the network on BBS Radio, on the Blog Talk Radio. People are coming out of the woodworks. Marines and military personnel are getting the truth. People are networking. Old friends are networking amongst their buddies from Vietnam. The sons and daughters of Vietnam vets are getting in touch with the commanding officers of their fathers who may not have made it back from Vietnam or who have died since Vietnam. The sons and daughters of Vietnam veterans who served in Gulf War I and have come down with the illnesses that are attributed to the vaccinations of that era, and the mustard gas that nobody wants to talk about. These guys are coming up and they're talking and networking on all of our radio shows. I'm networking with Marines around the world. Like tonight, we've got this show being beamed on three radio stations in three different continents, not including the United States. And we've got Marines that are listening on phone bridges that have been activated by Bobby and Larissa and Doug on those three continents. And what we're doing is getting this word out there that, sir, we don't have to take it anymore. Sir, no, sir, these vaccinations that you are giving us are against the Geneva Convention, and we have a right to stand up and say no. And the what's sad about it is tonight I got the word that a former Marine who just got out of the Marine Corps, he is deathly ill because of the shock that was given to him to go to Iraq or Afghanistan, and he became so ill this last year that he got discharged under a medical discharge.
Wow. Drew, okay. I need to interrupt you for a second here. We've got a caller here. Caller, would you identify yourself? Name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Kenneth McGraw from North Carolina. I just want to tell Drew and you guys are doing a great job, but I just found out something, how to wake these people up. I did it to five people and it worked.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I went to the Subway, me and my wife, to go eat, and I said, well, let me try this. And there was a family sitting there, and I said, have you heard of the cap and trade? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, if you don't get on the phone and start calling your senators, you're going to be paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $10,000, just depending what they're going to tax you on. And so I gave him a little bit more information. I said, don't take my word on it. You're not going to find out on the media. And if you do find out anything, you're going to find out very little on Fox News. They only just feed you a little bit. I said, get on the Internet, tap in cap and trade. And he started getting mad, and I said, there's another thing, too, that you might want to know, too. The UN is fixing to come in here. And I said, check out the parental rights on your kid, because the Agenda 21, you ain't got the right to correct your child. And then they really got mad, especially the woman did. She said, ain't nobody going to tell me that I can't control my child. I said, well, you do that, you go to jail. And I said, I think you better start waking up, getting on this internet. And I gave him a bunch of websites. I gave him the your show. I gave him Drew's show. I said, it's time to get this word passed out to all your friends and get them woke up, because the news is not talking about all this stuff, and we're fixing to lose our country. I said, you just don't know what they're doing to the money that they're stealing from us. So that man was hot when he left, and he says, I'm going home now and getting on the computer. Never even knew anything about cap and trade.
Yes, there's a new video that came out on that, I think, earlier today. I think it's called Banksters Love Cap and Trade. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube or not, but I think I remember seeing that. So, yeah, you're right on. What's your name again? You were breaking up when you first started talking.
Okay, Kenneth McGraw. That guy left you an email. I mean, on your last show mm-hmm. yesterday, mm-hmm. and I did say Federation. I did say Galaxy at first, but I did go back and say Federation. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
You were right.
Oh, okay. Well, I was presuming. Yeah, I think you said the universe.
Okay. Yeah, I started off with universe, but I did say Federation ship. And I don't think you picked me up on that.
He's doing 20 things at the same time, so our apologies. But I tried to figure out what you were saying there, and yes, that's a good point. And I hope I answered your question.
Oh, you did.
You know.
The biggest thing about it is it has gone so far. Our states, even our states, has got control. They're involved in it. Especially California's really rough because of I'll be back. Man's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back.
Yeah, the admirer of Adolf Hitler, right?
Yeah.
He admires the man, he said.
Yeah, and he's the one that took the rest of California down, and here he is trying to screw them up a little bit more. But I don't know what we can do. I mean, every time you try to call somebody, it's like talking to the wall. They're all in Congress, everybody except for a few are all involved in it. So how are we going to stop them? There's not but one way that I know of.
Well, let me ask you a question. They're considered our servants, are they not?
They're supposed to be, but it looks like they're trying to make us turn into the servant.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you were to hire a maid to clean your house, and she didn't clean your house, what would you do? Would you sit down and talk to her and give her another chance, but give her a few chances maybe to get it together?
I know how to kick her out. I know how to kick her out, but how are you going to do that to Congress and them when they've got all these so-called crooked cops up there and FBI agents?
Well, there's a lot of honest cops, and there's a lot of honest FBI agents. Believe
only
it or not,
3-5% of honest cops and FBI agents. It's a little different out there, Don. I've talked to sheriffs and deputy sheriffs around the United States, police officers. They're upset, but it's just like one deputy sheriff. He just resigned his job after 9 years as a deputy sheriff in the Pulaski County, Arkansas Sheriff Department, because he's tired of attempting to wake up people, and he's not, he's fed up with the evil activity that is going on by the banksters and the judges that are using the statute code to go after and harm the basic citizens and abuse the laws that are supposed to be there to protect them.
Well, I understand all that. If I could draw an analogy, it's sort of like the bank robber approaching the police as he's about to be arrested, and he says, listen, you protect me and keep my rear end out of jail, I'll split this money with you. Okay?
Wait a minute, doesn't that sound like Dillinger? I think was Dillinger one of those guys that did that? I know that Black Bart did it. You know, you remember Black Bart.
Oh, yeah.
He did it. He'd go in and find out who the sheriff of the area was and then meet the sheriff of the area out on the country road and say, look, he'd pull his guns on the sheriff and say, you've got a choice. You can either work with me or die. You can work with me or you can die. And, if you work with me, I will give you 20% of the money that I'm going to take from the Southern Pacific Railroad, and you come out here, and I will leave you a trail, but the trail is going to go dead, and you can take this other trail that I've already predisposed, and it's going to end up going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And if you do so, then I will leave this money here at this spot where you can come back and get it. But if you don't, you're going to wake up one morning and you're not going to be in your home. You're going to be pushing up babies.
Yeah. Well, you know, what is that? That's blackmail. That's
blackmail,
extortion.
Blackmail, fraud, RICO. Yeah. We call it RICO today. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we have to start taking responsibility. I talked about that nonstop on my show last night. I think both of you gentlemen got to hear what I said yesterday, and I was just scratching the surface. But we have to take responsibility. Now, Ken just described a way to wake people up. That's certainly something for us to put into practice. I do it with this radio show. I do it with what I write.
Yeah, I got an IM from a friend of mine out of Florida who comes in, and he says you can go to YouTube. I think there's one up there called Banksters Love Cap and Trade.
Yes, that's the title. Yeah.
Banksters Love Cap and Trade. It's an embedded video on YouTube. So, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know what cap and trade is? There's you an example, and the bankers, they love it. You know that, yeah. But it's criminal in and of its face. And this loan to value ratios that they're putting out there, where they will loan you 125% of the value of your house, ladies and gentlemen. If a farmer raises his cattle or steers to sell to you, he can't sell the meat to you for 125% or to you for 100% of the value, and then go to the bank and get 125% for his farm and expect to be able to pay his loan off. Period. He has to raise his price. So at some point, you, the consumer, you're going to pay for this. Either you're going to pay more for something that's not valued that much, or you're going to pay the government more to bail these people out. This stimulus package isn't helping anybody. I mean, when you wake up one day and you see that you've got a billionaire out there giving $1.5 billion away to another billionaire who set up a trust you turn around and find out that billionaire is getting $40 million to help him, assist him in the tarmac area of an airport in another city. What's wrong with this package?
Yeah.
Where's the stimulus money going? It's all paying off each other's cronies at the top so they can have extra money to go buy gold and silver, because they know that sometime in the next 6 months, if not the next 120 days, that this nation is going to be called to pass by the nations of the world who have purchased the U.S. Treasury notes for the debt. And that's what's wrong. We've got over $3.7 trillion promised out there by Barack Obama in the last 120 days.
Yes.
True.
Now, Ken,
remember,
you have another comment or question?
Yeah, before I go. If you remember when he got up there, he's going to spread the wealth, but he didn't tell the poor people that he was going to spread the wealth to the rich. And the other thing is, like I said, I've been trying to network, as Drew says, and I was just getting so crazy about trying to tell these and wake these people up. But when you start talking to them about their billfold and they're fixing to lose their money, it wakes them up real quick. I just want to let y'all have that, and I'll let y'all go, and I enjoy your show.
I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing, Ken. Thanks for calling in. Keep listening. Please tell these people to listen to this show.
And I want to let all our fellow Marines out there. Ken is a fellow Marine in North Carolina. He was abused as a recruit, and subsequently, because of him being abused, we're talking about beaten up. By a drill instructor. He was medically discharged from the Marine Corps, and ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the things that's been going on in the Marine Corps since the Marine Corps was formed. We get evil guys in the Marine Corps, and they're not Marines. They don't believe in morals. They don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in power. And this evil Marine harmed Ken, and he was subsequently discharged with a medical discharge from the United States Marine Corps, and he's been fighting the cabal of evil ever since. And I want to let other Marines know out there that if you know of a Marine that's going to be that's attempting to be a drill instructor that is abusive, you need to stand up and let your commanding officer know that something is done. And if you know of one that is in a Marine Corps situation where an evil drill instructor is present, write a letter to the sergeant major of the Marine Recruit Depot. Don't keep your mouth shut. Stand up, because there's no sense in training young men and abusing them by beating them up and harming them, or actually putting, you know, you can train somebody and you can make them get the fear of God out there without touching them.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it true that Jack Nicholson played a role in the movie regarding the death of a Marine?
Yes.
In a similar situation, Tom Cruise,
yes,
and Demi Moore were in that? I don't recall,
yes,
the name of the movie.
I don't recall the name of the movie off the top of my head.
His line, his main line was, "You can't stand the truth," if you remember
right.
that. Yeah.
And he screamed it in such a way that it's embedded in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and in that movie, he ended up confessing the very thing that he denied throughout the trial, inadvertently. Of course, it would take Tom Cruise to bring that out.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the Tom Cruise came out with a movie back in 2002 that a lot of people have just walked away from and forgot, and it depicted the arrest of people before they committed the crime. The minority. It was called the Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
And like those of you that have not heard this, I mean, I've been passing links out to it and letting people know about it for the last few days, because, believe it or not, I had forgot about it. And it just went through my repertoire back at that time, because I was knee-deep in getting my process patent finished and working my Tesla designs, that it kind of escaped me. But it's a movie where Tom Cruise plays a police officer in a futuristic era of the United States, i.e. 2050, in which the police department goes out and they have a mind device. They have a group three people that can read your thoughts, and if you've got evil thoughts where you're planning the murder of somebody, it's processed, and this particular police agency goes out and arrests you before you've committed the crime. And 50% of these people were just like, you know, everybody says something one day, you know, they go to work, "I'm going to kill my boss." Okay, well, great. Well, that was what it was. People, you know, anybody that thought about murdering their boss or murdering their wife because of some activity in their mind, they were being arrested, even though they had never committed a crime. So you need to watch the movie to understand how it all plays out and see how the society learns the truth and they do away with it. But the idea that it even somebody had the idea of thinking about making a movie tells me that there's people in government that's actually thinking about doing this. And we've got Barack Obama, who comes out this last week and wants to put people in jail for futuristic criminal activity?
Yeah, while they're committing crimes left and right, nonstop, 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, I came across an article.
And he wants to keep them in indefinitely. He wants to keep them locked up indefinitely.
Yeah. I came across an article today, Drew, at truthout.org. It's called Refusing to Comply, the Tactics of Resistance in an All-Volunteer Military. And there's a an Army specialist, Victor Augusto, who has been written up twice in what are called counseling statements. And under the Stop Loss program to get the volunteer military back into the theater of war, he's steadfastly refusing to go back to Afghanistan. He describes obscene amounts of money being made by contractors, not to mention all the other stuff. And he's become very, very courageous in his stance, to refuse to do this. It's the wrong thing to do, he's saying. You know, and it fits this pattern that we're seeing. You know, we were told these lies about why we were in Iraq, why we had to go in Afghanistan on the heels of 9/11. In fact, there was an explosion that they showed in Afghanistan the night of 9/11 on NBC News. Tom Brokaw talked about it. That was a hint already that they were starting that war that night, the very night of 9/11. And it had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, and it had nothing to do with the Taliban, other than they wanted to go into Afghanistan to take control of the poppy production there, to compete with the Chinese in the drug trade.
This is very strange, because right now we've got staff sergeants and gunnery sergeants and master sergeants, as well as just regular E5 sergeants in the United States Marine Corps who are serving. That served over 6 years, and these men wanted to remain in the Marine Corps and make the Marine Corps their career, to they could retire down the road, 20 and 30 years down the road. These men are leaving the Corps in droves because of their duty in Afghanistan, because they have this Afghanistan thing is nothing but a farce, a fraud, and they're being forced to take all these vaccinations that are actually putting them in the hospitals, and they're seeing it. And the biggest problem is people like myself and other Marines who listen to my show, who are listening to this show tonight, who are listening to other shows, who don't even know that I exist. They don't know how to go out and network, like, you know, what God's blessed me with knowledge, what God's blessed you with knowledge, and how to start putting flyers out and putting memos out in the communities where they reside. I've got a Marine in Havelock, North Carolina, that got in touch with me, and he's scared he's going to lose his retirement if he goes out and does something. And I'm trying to convince him that he needs to put flyers together of just promoting the informational talk radio shows, and get the truth out there, and the information that Dr. Carley puts out about vaccinations. Maybe some of these guys can find out what the truth is. It needs to stop, and these military personnel that are mandated, they're being told that they have to have a vaccination, even though they're not told what the vaccination has in it, that it hasn't been tested, that they're actually the guinea pig, and that it can cause catastrophic events such as shutting down your kidneys, shutting down your liver. We've got a Marine. I got an IM from a Marine right now. I can't tell you exactly where he's located, but he got a shot 8 weeks ago. He was on the convoy to go to Afghanistan, and his kidneys failed on him. And now he's back in a military hospital on the deathbed.
My goodness. Yeah, and, you know, right here on BBS, we've got Dr. Len Horowitz that talks about these things quite frequently, too. And, of course, I've listened to Dr. Rebecca Carley, her show on Republic Broadcasting Network, for quite some time now. And she's fought the very same thing in within her own family, you know, as has Dr. Horowitz.
Hey, I've got seven sisters, and on my mother's deathbed, the night before she died, she made a comment to me that the AMA has killed me. My mother was a registered nurse, retired, VA administrator of nurses, VA head of nursing at the VA hospital. She was the senior nurse at three different nursing homes in her career. Where she was responsible not only for the hiring and firing of nurses, but she was responsible for these nursing homes with as few as 100 patients. And she woke up as in her retirement years, just like my great uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, woke up in the last years of service, where he wrote the book "War Is a Racket." And anybody out there who has not read this, whether they're in the Galactic Federation, whether they're thinking about joining the United States Marine Corps or the United States Army or Navy or Air Force, you need to look at this because of what Major General Butler wrote. War is a racket, and the American Medical Association is controlled and manipulated by big pharmaceuticals worldwide, and we, the common man, the common lady, are being subjected to the whims of these elite fascists who are hell-bent on control and bringing forth a new world order, not for your benefit, but for their benefit. And when a 19-year-old Marine is on a deathbed after being in the Marine Corps for less than 14 months, having been a football star, having had excellent health, there's no kidney problems in his entire family ever, is on the deathbed for his kidney failing, and the medical doctor at the hospital says that the cause is unknown, but is related to the vaccination that he received 6 weeks earlier. And the government is trying to hush it up, and the government's trying to keep it out of the papers. This is why, regardless of who you are, where you are, I don't care about your retirement. Your retirement isn't going to be there in 6 months, but you're going to be out there fighting behind every tree and every fence row, just like we did in 1875, 76, 77, all the way to 1883, only it's going to be 10 times worse than what the French Revolution was about in 1789 to 1796, where the French literally put to death all of the government officials, but they didn't weed out all the government officials. They didn't go deep enough into their system. The evil, corrupted cabal elitists hid out and deserted France and hid away, and they resurrected themselves. That's why we have the Rothschilds today. And I'm sorry if you think that I'm ordering you to go out and do something. No, the only thing I'm asking you to do is to network with your friends, your fellow military personnel, from Marines all the way to Coast Guard. You need to get off your posture and let them know the Nuremberg trial set forth precedent on the standard in which vaccinations would go down. And if you, as a military man, did not know and did not get a full consent agreement, then you didn't have to take that sucker. If you weren't told what that vaccination was and the fact that it had been tested on somebody and being used by those who bring it forth, i.e. the big pharmaceuticals, then you could say, sir, no, sir, and nothing happened to you. We have Supreme Court cases that are being misinterpreted, specifically the Parker case of 1905, people need to understand there are remedies out there taking out these fascist criminals, and it's coming fast and furious. If it doesn't, we're going to have blue helmets on our soil and ladies and gentlemen, these blue helmets aren't coming from soldiers from Russia. They're not coming from soldiers from the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom, i.e. Great Britain, they haven't got any extra soldiers to send to the United States. Russia is not going to come here and patrol our streets for the good of the fascist Stalinists of Washington, D.C. But the Chinese who have a military of over 700 million military men, which, ladies and gentlemen, that's over two times the population of this nation. Now, the only reason it's keeping the Chinese out of here right now is they have no way to move those men over here. But if push came to shove, they could bring in a few hundred thousand and take over and start taking over. And all they'd have to do is take over the California coastline, and then they could take over freighters and bring their military personnel here in droves and eat us up. That's yeah. why you've got to network, and you've got to get out there and tell your fellow Marines and your fellow military personnel, no, sir, I'm not going to take this anymore. No, sir.
Well, some jackass rented or leased the Long Beach port to China for 25 years in the early 1990s. I mean, tell me if that isn't treasonous right there. Tell me if that isn't insanity.
Well, the people that did that was the government of California at the day.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know. I think that was either Jerry Brown or Gray Davis that would have been the governor back then.
One of those two, I agree. And Jerry Brown wants to run governor. He wants to come back and run for governor again and take over the governorship. Right now, he is the attorney general of the state of California.
Yeah. and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, does it, Drew?
No.
It really doesn't matter.
This is another problem. America has gotten away from the original intent of the common law and the foundations, moral foundations of this nation, where we, the people, have a contract. The contract is the Constitution. The Constitution is not something for your rights. The Constitution is your rights, but it's a limitation of power. The state Constitution is a specific limitation of power on those people who are hired to do a job for the state. It was never intended by the Founding Fathers that somebody would be elected as a congressman and go to Washington, D.C. for perpetuity. That's bull. They selected the congressman to go to Washington, D.C. for 2 years maximum, okay? They never put a maximum, but they felt that 2 years was good enough for the common man to leave his store, his business, his farm, his butcher shop, and go to Washington, D.C. to represent the local community, and then he could return and go back to being a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, a farmer, and not be in politics all his life. Today, you get into politics and you're there forever, taking a siphon from the taxpayers forever. Look at William Jefferson Clinton. The man has never held an honest job where he had to be paid by somebody outside of government. Ever. The man is living a living legend of the political process where he was the governor, young governor. He's always been in the employ of a government agency since he graduated from high school. And from college. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is it needs to stop. There needs to be this nation was not intended to pay a retirement to people that go to Washington, D.C. and serve in office for you, the people. Not ever. Here we are. We've got four former presidents of the United States drawing a salary, each of them drawing a salary of over $250,000 with another $250,000 in assets and another $500,000 a year in bodyguard protection. You figure it up, ladies and gentlemen. It works out to be over $4 million of your taxpayer money.
Don't forget the $2 million a year in fringe benefits and expenses
that's each. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you multiply that out, now you've got $24 million of your taxpayer money just to support four former presidents? And I'm not through. How about the former president's wives that are out there and with bodyguard protection? I understand that there needs to be some protection, and to protect these guys and to give some solace to the fact that why they should have bodyguard protection, the movie industry makes these audacious movies saying showing that this is the former first lady and somebody's trying to kidnap her for money. This is ludicrous. Totally 100% insanity. I take in hand in glove and look at President Hoover or Coolidge, and they went back to their homes and lived on the country streets where they lived, that they didn't have bodyguard protection all the way up until the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Harry. The only reason Harry Truman ended up with the fence and the bodyguard protection was because Americans lost their morals and trooped and stomped on his property. Well, you know, you don't have a right to do that. And the sheriff could have nipped that in the bud the first time an American citizen walked on Harry Truman's front yard and brought 20 people to make money and said, well, I know where he lives. I'll do a tour over to his house. And this so-called patriot took 20 people over to Harry Truman's property, showed his people where he was, and then it went from 20 to 40 to 80 people a day, and these people would walk around Harry Truman's yard, trampling his flowers, you know, knocking on the door, wanting to shake the president's hand, and finally he had to put a fence up around his property. Then it was bodyguard service, then Congress comes in and gives him more money. And until the days of Harry Truman, there was no money given to the President of the United States after he left office.
Yeah. Well, Drew, we're just about out of time. I could go on for a couple more hours on these topics, but you've said it very eloquently, very straightforward, and I want to give people...
Now you know why I have a 2-hour show every day, and I have to bring guests in, because I can do a 2-hour show, a 4-hour show, and just me.
Yeah, I know. I've done it a few times myself.
By the way, I gotta let you know that my news and views that I put out every morning has been drastically exasperated. I've got my webmaster calls me on the phone sends me IMs. And it's like she takes the font button and continually increases the word Drew. What are you doing? And it started out to where she just moved it up to about 16, and then it was 18. Now it's up to 32. And we're getting so many people pulling the news and views. We've had to request extra bandwidth on our server. My server is in Australia. It has never been able to be taken down by the black-booted thugs because it's embedded in one of the universities of Australia's servers. And we've had to increase the bandwidth just for my section from 3 gigabytes per day to 5 gigabytes a day, and we're up to 8 gigabytes a day, where people come and get just the news stories that the mainstream media is putting out around the world, but it's not being brought to the United States or circulated from one mainstream organization in the United States with other mainstream organizations. It's like, okay, well, this bank was robbed of $10 million here in Chicago, but we're not going to tell the rest of the people of the United States that there's $10 million worth of Federal Reserve notes that's been stolen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give the listening audience the opportunity to write down. So grab your pen and paper, folks. Write down your web address as well as the times of your radio show on Blog Talk and Wind Talkers Radio.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to them?
No, I'm talking to you.
For them, those people to get paper and pen and write down their website.
No, write down your website. Write down your website.
I'm just using your words.
Well, maybe my mouth's not listening to my mind.
So, I heard that. Anyway, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the 3 W's. Alpha, Mary, Delta, Dot. Echo, Lima, the word equity, .com. That's the 3 W's, AMD, .EL, equity, .com. And you know you're there because I use as the headline photo for my website the photograph of Iwo Jima.
Mm-hmm. The Marines putting flag up.
The Marine Corps owned. And you know you're there. I've got direct links for Don's show on the right-hand side, and he's got his own little advertising box. I have a quick link there for his audio presentation with the general. I have links on that page for Dr. Cawley, and if you don't know who Dr. Cawley is in fighting vaccinations, her link is on the left side. She's got her own little box there, and you can click on that box and go to all of the archive shows for every show she's done with me on American Disquisition Hour or a Marine's Disquisition Hour. And some of you hear me use those two terms, American Disquisition Hour, which was my original show on American Voice Radio. And when I was discharged from there, I changed the name to a Marine's Disquisition and moved forward. That's for another show. Bottom line is Dr. Carley's there. I've got other boxes there for people that I love and trust for things that they do because they're honest people, they're moral people, and these people do not pay me one dime to have those boxes there at all. Don Mikuloff does not give me one dime to promote Evident Footprints. I put it there to honor Don so you Marines can find a place easy to go to get to his website and to listen to this show.
Well, and I'm most appreciative of that too, Drew.
Now, those of you that are around the world, if you're in the six counties of Northern Ireland, there are three radio stations out there. You just have to tune in. They're going to be in the 88.6 to 92.7 range. Two of them are on FM, and one of them is on an AM channel. You can pick up the shows there. If you're in Sochi, Russia, Sepperfold, Russia, Kazan, Russia, you can, if you're around the universities that are located in those three cities, you just have to scan through the dial and listen for the English channel. That's all I can tell you about those. Now, if you're down in Outback, I want to thank my webmaster, Megan Love, for doing her duty and due diligence there. And in the far outback of Western Australia, I want to thank Chuck for his due diligence in putting out a 25,000-watt repeater and broadcasting this show there. I also want to thank Bobby, who is the wife of a former United States Marine, running her father's radio station in the South Island of Ireland, New Zealand, and let you all know that she's very appreciative of what Americans are doing and standing up. And there's people around the world that want you, as American citizens, to understand that if the evil cabal, if the elitist, are allowed to bring the United States down, the rest of the world will crumble in a evil disparity far greater than we will. But Don, in closing, I will let you know that over 70% of the United States active duty Marines will not take guns and fire on American citizens. They, regardless of what the Pentagon says, the Marines are not going to point their guns toward the American people. I have got the word from many men that said, I will turn my gun on the CO and that will be the end of it.
Well, I put out the message that I discern that there are many, many in the military and in law enforcement that are not going to put up with this crap much longer.
No, and that's true. And there's a lot of former military and former police officers around the nation that are giving information and passing information to not only you, but to Greg Evenson, to John Moore, to myself, to others out there that are feeding information. And we've got a network. And I'm one last thing. You know, what was that old saying about the printed word? The pen is mightier than the sword.
That's right.
Well, in today's society, the pen is the mightier than the sword. Ladies and gentlemen, you just have to write it down, get yourself a copy machine, make copies of what you wrote. You can write one page. Today, you can be the Benjamin Franklin of the printing press with a copy machine and put the word out to thousands of people, and you've got to network in places where the military are at. Don't just say that you can do it on the phone or just calling a friend. If you live near a military installation, i.e. in San Diego or in Havelock, North Carolina, or in and around Bossier City, Louisiana, or Kansas City, Missouri, or East St. Louis, Illinois, Air Force bases, Marine bases, Navy bases at Point Magoo, Pensacola, Florida, make photocopies of what you want out there and tell these military men that they don't have to take a vaccination. And give them the quote them, the articles are there. Put out the shows. Let them know that you support them, that you're not against them as individual military. that they are being taken over by a Luciferian type of government, a fascist, Stalinist regime that's hell-bent on destroying godly society. And we've got to sit down and pray on our hands and knees for guidance in how to do this, and understand that in the very near future, these evil people, they're coming. They're gonna pressure's on us, and there's not gonna be anything except the cartridge box, because we've already lost the voting box. We have already lost our jury boxes. Now, that's my 2 cents.
Well, Reverend Raines,
my email address. Somebody feels inspired, and you don't get my website address, or you miss something, and you want to jump on my back and prove me wrong, I don't hide. You can get me 3 ways. You can send me an email to Drew, D-R-E-W, Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, at yahoo.com. It's real simple. DrewRaines@yahoo.com. Or you can type my name on your search engine. Drew Malone Raines III. You're going to find me in 2 locations, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana. So don't think that you haven't got the right person if you see me in Shreveport, because Shreveport is my home. I own a home there. I have a house there. It's my mother's home. I inherited from her death. You can go on Skype and you can type my name, Drew Malone Raines, and you will find me in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's me. Send me an IM. Let me know. I'm not doing enough. I'll get out here and light the fire, and we'll do something else.
Well, you're doing plenty, Drew.
I start my day at 4 a.m., which is 3 hours from now. Really, it's 2 hours and 30 minutes from now.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show and let the listening audience know that you're going to be on once each week this month. And the next time will be Wednesday the 8th. So mark that down, folks.
Is somebody going to give me a siphon for all this?
A what?
A siphon? Am I going to get a siphon, a paycheck? And there, you know.
Oh, a siphon. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you what.
I don't think Don Nikoloff gets a siphon, so I doubt if I will. But, I got to let you guys know that we don't get paid to bring this truth out there, but we pray that you will take and use it.
Yes. When I get one, I'll split it with you. How's that, Drew?
I don't want to split. I just want to, just a small percentage. It's like I put a letter together the other day, and I sent it to the billionaire, and I said, I'd like one millionth percent of 1% of what you get, you earn. That works out to be, $1 million.
Well, maybe somebody's out there listening that can do that for you.
I keep telling people, if you win the lotto, I just want 10% of 1% of what they won on the lotto after they pay all their BS to the government.
Okay, Drew, we got to say goodnight to the listening audience. Thanks for being on the show again.
Can I say good morning?
Well, it's night on the West Coast.
Well, I'm saying good morning and good afternoon to all my friends around the world.
Yeah. Okay. I want to, again, remind folks, you can go to Drew's website at www.amd.elequity.com. And your show airs from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and click on A Marine's Disquisition. Did I get it right, Drew?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
You can go to my website and click from there and go directly to the link and listen off my website.
Yes, yes, that link is posted right on your homepage. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for being
here. And for all those military men around the world, that's 2,200 hours Greenwich Mean Time to 2,400 hours.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Drew. Got to say goodnight now.
God bless.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Drew Malone Raines III. And he'll be back again on July the 8th. That's a Wednesday. So mark that down. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist inventor Jim Murray. Another great topic for tomorrow's show. Special thanks go to all the people out there that are broadcasting this show outside of bbsradio.com. We love you for what you're doing, and we cannot express how grateful we are. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick, normally on the sound, is off tonight, and the sound has been engineered by none other than network co-founder Don Newsom. So thank you, Don. Sound's been great. Special thanks to Ken for calling in, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.